Thanks for checking us out here on our Unlimited Unloaded page. And as promised, if you were listening to Bulls Beat on Tuesday morning, you heard that we didn't have time for any of the post-game reaction because it's a 30-minute show. We certainly have time and space here on our Unlimited Unloaded page. So you can hear from head coach Billy Moll and Jake Sullivan about the championship of the Gainesville Regional. First of all, opening statement from coach. These are comments made from the Zoom call with media about 15 minutes after the game was over. Of course, there was some celebrating to be done. Coach Moll, if you didn't see it, was being interviewed from the folks at ESPN Plus. And by the way, those folks were in two different places, not in Gainesville, at their houses. So that's kind of the advantage we had here, and very privileged to be able to be at the games and with Jim Lauk in person so we could see the vibe, and definitely got to see the celebration. If you did not get the look at it yet, you definitely should. It's great. It's the USF Baseball Twitter account. It's just at USF Baseball, and they basically have video right after of the dog pile, and they combined it with my call of the final out there, so you could see what the vibe was. And it also includes him getting the ice cold water dumped over his head while he was being interviewed by the guys remotely from ESPN Plus, and it was awesome because he kept smiling right on through it. Anyway, after he, well, wasn't even quite dried off yet, he ducked into an area and chatted us up, and here were his first thoughts.
I mean, that was just a gutsy win. That's what this team's done all year. We've got a group in that locker room that believes in each other. With all the rain delays and everything else, there was no quitting them. At the end of the day, they are like a bunch of dogs. They hang out together, and it was really fun to watch them celebrate there again.
Next question to Coach Moll was how things went between games. Of course, losing to South Alabama put the Bulls in the spot where they had a little more pressure on them.
Same as we did last week against Tulane when we were in the same exact situation. Guys were laying on the floor, playing their iPad, joking around. You know, we got a loose group, and it was pretty much the same story last week as it was today.
Of course, he was asked about the thought of making history, and he said it had nothing to do with him.
It's the kids. They're the ones who made it. This is a special group of guys. They'll forever be known as the first team to get to a super regional. But as they'll tell you, they're not done yet. They want to be the first program to get to Omaha, and we got the leadership in the clubhouse who truly believes that. And yeah, it's a big step, and it's 100% on the kids. They've got no quit. It's the group of kids we have in our locker room. It's our captain behind the plate, Jake Sullivan. It's our captain on the mound, Colin Sullivan. It's Roberto Pena. It's a whole numerous, Riley Hogan. It's numerous guys. It's a brotherhood. And I know it's cliche, and people always say cliche this, cliche. It's true. Like, these guys are brothers. They hang out together. This team's very tight-knit. I've been to Omaha once. Our team was the same way back then. These guys have a lot of the same qualities that these guys have. And it's a lot of fun to watch. My job is to stay out of their way and don't screw it up.
The offense certainly came through, but Orion Kirkering going 4-plus innings of relief and then Joe Sanchez finishing it off, that was important as well. He speaks to both of those individuals. Then, as you'll hear, I jumped in for a few questions.
Outstanding. Man, he was on fire. He came out just filling up the strike zone. Ultimate competitor. Had his good stuff working today. Obviously ran out of gas. But that kid will leave nothing in the tank and give his teammates everything he's got.
Sanchez wasn't terribly shabby either.
No, Joey S. has been good for us all year, especially when we scored those couple runs late. It was Joey S.'s turn to finish the game, and because you know you're getting a proven strike thrower and we don't have to burn anybody else.
Billy, South Alabama was so good at getting out of jams, and that continued into the second game. Was there any sort of like, is this going to be their day? They scale the left field wall to take over a home run, but finally you broke out of it.
They're a really, really good team. Obviously, they stole Nicky's home run. They stole another base hit from him. Right fielder laid out and made an unbelievable play. That is a really good, hard-nosed team, and they gave us everything we could handle. Coach Calvi's does a really good job with those guys.
And one more guy I want to ask you about is Eaton. Obviously, the two big hits and a lefty on the mound both times.
Jared's been outstanding. You know, I keep thinking about Memphis where he didn't play a whole lot, and that wasn't that long ago, maybe a month ago. And down the stretch, he's been unbelievable. He had the big double today to tie the game up, which could have been three runs if that thing didn't bounce over the wall. Had another base knock with the runner at second through the right side to score Cantu. Kid plays hard. He's a great kid, and he deserves every bit of that.
It was truly a neutral sight because South Alabama had several hundred fans, and so did the Bulls. Of course, if it would have been the Florida Gators playing, we'd have been looking at thousands of fans. But the ones that did show up, that was the only downer from the game being postponed from Sunday night to Monday. Not as many people could come back. That's a quick turnaround drive. We were fortunate enough to be with the team in the hotel. For us, it was no big deal. But still, the fans that were there and feeling the love back home meant a lot.
Well, I mean, obviously the rain ruined the crowd last night. The crowd last night was electric. Listen to those guys. It was loud. Our players were behind it. Crowd today was really good. You know, that's what a big-time college baseball program wants. They want their fans to come out and support our guys. Guys feed off that energy in the crowd. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, the Bruin at McEwen guys got the crowd fired up all the time, and our guys are loving every second of that.
There was some fantastic crowd support when they got back home, by the way, a little bit before 10 o'clock on Monday night. I retweeted that if you go to my Twitter page, at Derek Sharp. Gabriel Shirley from Channel 8 was able to be there and got some fantastic footage. So a lot of USF staff and fans were there as the team arrived late on Monday night. One more from Coach Mull, and this could be an interesting situation for this weekend. Drew Brutcher, who was really good all season long until he got hurt, and showed up for those two pinch hitting appearances.
I've had that in my back pocket for a week. I've just been waiting. He's still not ready to go play a position yet. I didn't know if I was going to have the guts to do it, but my gut told me, get him in. His first at bat was very promising, and then there late with the righty on the mound and a chance to do some more damage, we rolled the dice, and Brutcher's a chance to be a really special player here, as you guys can see.
That was head coach Billy Mull. Now some from the captain, Jake Sullivan, who is pretty outspoken recently about how the Bulls were getting disrespected. Picked to finish last, we know that. Kind of overlooked, and Jake will let you know that they're not done yet.
I'm the kind of guy, when I say something, I mean it. And the guys that get behind me in that same thing, you know, we feel like we can compete with anybody in the country, and we still ain't done yet.
Pretty awesome moment to win it. Yes, prove some doubters wrong. We get into that. Also, the performances of a couple of key members of the team.
I mean, to be honest, it hasn't sunk in yet. I mean, it's when I was celebrating out there with the guys, that's the only thing I could think about was how happy I was for each and every one of the guys out there, because, you know, I'd take a bullet for any one of those dudes any day of the week. And I was just happy for my teammates.
Looked like that was a pretty big moment with Joey S. there with the bases loaded, going off speed, letting out one of the loudest yells I've heard. Speak to that moment. That was pretty huge.
Yeah, it was really huge. You know, I was behind the plate, and I don't know how he was probably more nervous than I was. I was behind the plate just trying to control my breath and, you know, thinking, all right, it's the dirt. I got to block it. And what do I got to do? Do my job. And he threw that change up perfectly and executed it, and he deserved every second of that yell that he had.
What was the key to finally breaking through against them? Their pitchers were kind of similar, you know. They didn't blow you away, but I know Eaton's hit got it really going, but what was the general consensus there?
Yeah, I thought we had good ABs all day long. I thought we squared a lot of balls up and had nothing to show for it, and that's a game of baseball. But I think the key was to stick with our approach and not try to change anything. A lot of the times when teams get stuck in that rut of lining out or deep flyouts or hard ground balls, you try to change something and do a little too much. And I think we did a good job of staying within ourselves, staying in our approach, and just compete in the box.
So that's Coach Mull and Jake Sullivan. We'll have much more on Wednesday's Bulls beat on USF Bulls Unlimited. We'll look at the opponent, the Texas Longhorns. If you missed it, we said on the stream that the Super Regional will begin on Friday. Well, Super Regionals do begin on Friday, but ours will actually start late on Saturday, 9 o'clock Eastern, which will be 8 o'clock Texas time. Game 2 will be Sunday, same time. And then basically if the team split the first two games, they'll have a final one on Monday, either 4 or 7, depending on what's going on elsewhere. That's going to do it for this special version of Bulls Beat right here on Unlimited Unloaded. I'm Derek Sharp.